What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How are you Neapolitan mofos of radio doing this morning? We have 20 days to Christmas.
Yes,
can you dig
sir.
It? I can dig it. We can dig it. They can dig it. She can dig it. It's getting too close to Christmas to be getting fined $100,000 for sideline shenanigans. Mike Tomlin, what the hell was your Omar Epps Pastor Eddie Long looking ass thinking? $100 stacks will make you stand back behind that line. $100,000 stacks. You try to do the Pittsburgh Steeler hokey pokey stinking leg the next time, uh-huh. Now your wife and your kids got to suffer because that's $100,000 that could have went to Jared and Best Buy for Christmas. And somebody needs to buy him that leg lamp that was in the Christmas Story movie. You know what? I have so many contenders tomorrow. I'm making Mike Tomlin contender number one today.
Wow.
Because it's too close to Christmas getting fined. Like another dumb mother fined $50,000 for his sideline shenanigans. I'm talking about the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Jason Kidd. Y'all heard what Jason Kidd did?
Yeah.
Well, his team played the Lakers, and they were down by 2 points with no timeouts and 8 seconds left. What did Jason Kidd do? I'll tell you what the kid did. Told one of his players to purposely run into him so he can spill his drink on the court to stop the play. Tom, I haven't seen a desperate, blatant move like that since 2 years ago on a fantastic voyage during the light-skinned, dark-skinned water gun fight. Mm-hmm. You light-skinned brothers play too much. Tom Silver J, Coach Glowworm told his player to hit me. And that's what he said, to hit me. And if you see it in slow motion, he says, hit me. And I'm going to hit him tomorrow. When the hell have you ever heard of Jason Kidd spilling a drink? Never! Tricks are for kids. And if you look at the video, nothing, not even a drop, even touched Jason Spielberg's suit. He's the first coach fined for pop flopping. Happy belated birthday to Jay-Z, who turned 44 yesterday, and who's also going vegan for 22 days. Y'all heard about this?
Uh-huh.
Along with his wife, Beyonce. Man, Ellen been vegan for years. Y'all heard about the Wendy's employee fired because she was smoking a blunt on the job?
No.
Look, she was smoking a blunt on the job. Now, she got caught because she misplaced the blunt on somebody's burger.
Oh.
Now, the customer, who apparently wasn't a weed smoker, bit into the blunt burger and found a half-smoked blunt and contacted the popo. The popo then went to Wendy's and locked the employee up. Do you know how many people was waiting in line trying to get one of those blunt burgers after that story broke? She had 100 people in her line. And I'm sure that poor customer is probably a vegan now.